Contribution. "That's it, Mrs. Horowitz," Aliana said. "Just a bit more follow-through toward the target if you can." Aliana fed another ball, and Mrs. Horowitz awkwardly corkscrewed the racket back and sailed another forehand 10 feet over the baseline. "That's okay," Aliana said. "What's good is your shoulders are rotating nicely." "You're a sweetheart," Mrs. Horowitz said when they finished. "I'm being honest," Aliana said. "A big difference today." Mrs. Horowitz laughed and said she'd see her Thursday, and Aliana's next lesson showed up, and she went back in the court and cranked it out plus 3 more after that. At lunch on the little patio off the club kitchen, Henry said, "Mr. Patterson, he offered us tickets for Indian Wells. Prime seats for the quarters. You don't want to go, do you?" "That's always tempting," Aliana said, "except for the whole trip to Palm Springs part." Henry looked around and lowered his voice. His son punched him. He says he can't focus on watching tennis matches. "Gosh, Jamie?" "I know. I've been trying to wrap my head around it. What a nice kid." Aliana and Henry were married. Aliana was the head pro and Henry was the assistant pro at the Green Bray Racquet Club in Marin County. The club had a $40,000 buy-in and dues of $3,000 a month, meaning that most of the members were millionaires at least. For whatever reason, during lessons they would sometimes confide in Aliana and Henry. "Anyhow, what else do you got?" Henry said. "Dane Morris, then the kids, then a women's 3-5 practice. Oh, I had Garrison this morning. He invited us to a party on Saturday. They renovated their house." "That sounds fun," Aliana said. "I get a kick out of Garrison. I'm sure he'll have the Indian Wells stuff on. Probably a movie theater-sized TV. Easier than going all the way down there in spite of the generous offer." "Much," Aliana said. Garrison's house was in Tiburon. On weekends, traffic was nasty from when you got off 101, but eventually you turned up into the hills and then you were good. Garrison was about halfway up with views of the bay and the city. He was on a dead-end street that connected to open space, and dog walkers passed by in a steady stream. There were a couple of monster houses you could see further up. One of them was under construction, and the rumor was it belonged to the head Google guy. A vacant lot up here alone would run you a couple million. Garrison's spread was modest, but, Henry thought, impeccably set up. The south side was floor-to-ceiling glass, and the living room opened into a simple and elegant redwood deck. Henry and Aliana recognized a few club members among the guests, though not as many as they would have expected. Garrison said, "I'm glad you like it. We started with a 1960s ranch. It had cheesy wood paneling, no insulation. It was actually a summer place for a couple from Woodside." "Dang," Henry said, "you could have fooled me." "It was my baby," Garrison said. "Took about a year and a half. I did most of the work myself." "Really?" Aliana said. "So you have hidden talents beyond just tennis." "You're buttering me up again, which is why you're such a popular instructor," Garrison said. "How'd you learn everything?" Henry said. "Just bit by bit over the years. No one trade is that complicated, actually, long as you take your time. Most of what you need's on YouTube now, if you get stuck." "Well, your attention to detail is really impressive," Henry said. "Thank you. Being entirely open, this is what I'd like to be doing, renovating houses." "You mean period?" Aliana said. "Yep. Pushing people's money around all day, that gets old. In fact, it sucks. Pardon my French." So, why don't you then? Henry said, although I guess I have an idea of the answer. There's a lifestyle you get locked into. Sandra does her thing, the kids in private schools, the house in Aspen, the trips to Europe, the club memberships. A chain reaction is sort of how it unfolds. Garrison took a good-sized gulp of his drink. What I'm hearing, Aliana said, is you're an excellent provider. And that's admirable. Garrison smiled. You know what? You always look at the glass as half full, don't you? He patted Aliana's shoulder and let his hand linger for a moment, Henry thinking just slightly too long. Aliana was on her second glass of wine. She said, okay then, since everyone's bearing their souls here, I'll go too. Henry didn't know what she meant by everyone, but Aliana continued. I used to play right-handed, she said. Henry chimed in. She had an injury. She screwed up her wrist. Back in the juniors, and I was impatient and I had surgery, Aliana said. It never bounced back. Garrison said, geez, so you're saying the surgery made it worse? Then I ended up in rehab. Not physical therapy rehab, real rehab. Henry had never heard about any rehab and was hoping she was making this up too. Amazing, Garrison said, as though the rehab disclosure was no big deal. Were you at least a little ambidextrous? I don't think so. I relearned the strokes, mostly with a ball machine. The serve was the toughest part. Sandra appeared and said hi to everyone. She was tall, blonde, and large-chested. Henry assuming everything was enhanced to some degree. Two of Garrison's favorite tennis people, she said. When it thins out, why don't you stay for dinner? Garrison said, don't even think about it. We insist. Aliana said, that's so nice. I hope we can contribute something beyond shop talk. You do, Garrison said. They were in the hot tub. Just the four of them left, and the sunset was framing Mount Tam. Henry said, it must be so rewarding to have put your blood, sweat, and tears into this place, and it culminates with this. Where are the kids? Aliana said. Tahoe, Sandra said, with the neighbors. Aliana had borrowed a swimsuit from Sandra, Henry thinking it was pretty microscopic, not her usual style, but also thinking she wore it well. Henry was in his boxers. Oh, Garrison said to Aliana, boosting himself out of the hot tub. I've been meaning to show you. That lesson where we set up the video camera? I fiddled around with some goofy editing. You'll get a kick out of it. Give me a minute. Sandra said to Henry, you ever take lessons from you too, or just your beautiful wife? He does, but there's a dynamic I've noticed, Henry said. Guys often prefer a woman's approach. I can see it both ways. Aliana smiled. Maybe it's because I've been at it longer, she said. She's right, Henry said. If you can believe it, I took a lesson from her in Florida. That's how we met. He was a good athlete, Aliana said, a point guard, basketball. He picked it up quickly, at least well enough to teach it. More like a third string one, Henry said. But yeah, all sports are similar to an extent. Tennis is all about muscle memory. Interesting, Sandra said. Garrison was back. I heard part of that, he said. Geez, have to give you credit. Unfortunately, my iPad's dead. I'm recharging it. That's okay, Aliana said, getting out. You can show me inside. I have to use the girls' room, and a refill sounds good, too. She wrapped a towel around herself, which sort of did the job, and Garrison followed her into the house. Where were you a point guard? Sandra said. Vanderbilt. It's in Nashville. I'm familiar with it. An old boyfriend. He wanted to give it a year and see if he could break through. I went with him. Did he make it? I never found out. At one of the open mics, while he was backstage waiting to go on, I met someone. We drove to San Diego. Just like that? That night? Pretty much, Sandra said. You have a bit of a streak in you then, Henry said. That's what Garrison liked about me when we met. he can be a bit wild himself. Yeah? And where was that? On the ferry to the city. He was going to work, and what were you doing? I was doing some modeling in those days, Sandra said. That's what I figured. Seems to be taking a while in there. You lose it, it's not easy, she said. I had my breasts done last fall, a wonderful doctor in Bel Air. Ah, Henry said. Would you like to see them, Sandra said. How about just for informational purposes? She unfastened her top. Henry tried not to look but couldn't help it. He said, I'll admit, if those were not enhanced, you might be setting a world record right here in this hot tub. You're sweet, she said. Touch them. Henry looked toward the house, no sign of anything, and did as he was told. Sandra put her head back and closed her eyes. Must you stop? She said. Henry said, you think something's going on in there? Sandra refastened her top and laughed. Good chance of it. Has she ever cheated on you that you know of? No. It's weird. Part of me doesn't mind in the way I would have thought. So come back here. Not right now. But does she lie about stuff? She does. Not sure whether it's pathological. Yes? Well, you might not have been there, but the switching to playing left-handed business, that's a crock. What it is, Aliana was a high-flying junior prospect but ended up only a so-so college player. She tried the satellite tour after, and that was a disaster. I see, so she builds in an excuse. And I play along. It's pretty silly. The ones that knew her, she can't lie to, and the ones that didn't, they don't care that she wasn't a star. Sandra took off her top again. This time she tossed it up onto a patio chair. What are you doing? Henry said. It's fine, she said. When they come back, it'll serve them right. Meanwhile, I'm a little stiff. Would you mind rubbing my back, please? Henry just sat there, but there was no denying the beauty of her re-released anatomy, fake or not. They were white and succulent against the rest of her body, which was a golden tan. He was seeing now that she had the thin waist and voluptuous hips of a younger woman. The other thing earlier tonight, Henry said, she threw it out casually that she'd once been in rehab before we met. And that was the first you ever heard about it. Uh-huh, you're good. The sliding door opened and Garrison and Aliana got right back in the hot tub. That must have truly been some video, Sandra said. Aliana noticed her now, stared for a moment, and then glared at Henry. Garrison seemed out of it. Sandra said, I hope no one is offended. When I was 22, I spent a summer in Estonia. They're not as uptight. We should go, Aliana said. I actually have to work tomorrow. On Sunday, Sandra said. A pity. We don't want to wear out our welcome, Henry said. In the car, Aliana said, you mind telling me what the fuck was going on there? Just what you saw, Henry said. She's relaxed about her body, apparently. You want to go to In-N-Out? Well, I wouldn't mind, honestly. You'd think there was enough to eat, but I'm starving. They went to the one in Mill Valley. It was late, but the place was packed. You could barely park. I never knew about the rehab, Henry said. You never asked. Plus, it didn't seem pertinent. I mean, I don't know. When you're getting ready to marry someone, you'd think, okay, what all haven't you told me? Henry thought of one or two things. I'm not going to play that game, he said. They finished eating, and Aliana said to drop her at her mother's, if he would, please. Henry returned Sandra's call Sunday afternoon. She's got a lot of nerve, Sandra said, turning it around like that. Well, I talked to her this morning, Henry said, and I think we resolved it. She did concede they smoked some weed, and apparently Garrison kept starting and stopping the video and telling stories. Sandra said, "He's sailing today. There's a regatta. Can you come over?" "Does he bang other women in your experience?" "Big time," she said. Henry felt a little guilty driving back there, especially when he passed the central San Rafael exit. This was Aliana's annual Sunday when she gave free all-day clinics to low-income kids at a park in town. This time when Sandra opened the door, she was completely nude, except for a pair of blue elevated sandals. Henry surveyed the situation and said, "I apologize. It may take me a minute to regain my equilibrium." "Take your time," Sandra said. "You ever see that James Bond movie," he said, "where she asks him to give her something to put on?" "I haven't," Sandra said, moving closer. They were below Carmel in the middle of the famous 49-mile drive. "Well, we needed this, both of us," Aliana said. Henry was driving and she had her hand on his leg. "That stuff we might not know about each other, though," Henry said. "You don't have to answer, but you ever fantasize about doing it with someone else?" "I fantasized about doing it with Garrison," she said, moving her hand up slightly. "Someone could have walked in," Henry said. "I know. I wanted to do it in the closet." "We did that once. Remember Wayne and Chelsea's party that time in Rhinebeck? There were probably 50 people milling around." "That's what made me think of it," she said. "Anyhow, the wife, though, wasn't that unbelievable? What a bunch of nonsense. Estonia liberated her." "That was pretty funny," Henry said.